Psalm 90.
We'll read verse 1 and then we'll read 16 and 17. Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. 16. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thy the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. This 90th Psalm is a masterpiece. One preacher, J.A. Alexander, regarded the 90th Psalm as the heart or center of the whole collection. And he said it's the model around which David formed his whole hymnology, all of the other psalms. John Phillips puts it in the highest regard possible. He says it stands in grand isolation as the oldest psalm in history, given the fact it was written by Moses. And he also says it's one of the grandest psalms ever penned. Another Phillips, Rick by name, said, one of my private rituals has to do with Psalm 19 and the changing of each year. I begin the first worship service of a new year by reading its opening lines, and the last service of the year by reading its closing lines. And if you take it home and read it through, then you'll understand just why he has adopted that practice over the years. But of course, the hope of all of these men, looking at this central, this grand, old, and wonderful psalm, is that it will establish in us a new year before which our eternal God will be witnessing us, resting in peace, operating in wisdom, showing joy, and exhibiting holy resolve. It's a good path to travel, Psalm 90, when we're coming from one year and moving into another. Notice, and we'll break it up into four here, verse 1 and verse 2, we've got our unchanging refuge. Our unchanging refuge. Lord, the psalmist says, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth or ever, thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. I know a lot of people are rather nervous about going from one year to another, no matter what year it might be. They find it disturbing because it means that the old year, the year that we've been living in apparently so long, although I think 2018 has really sped along, but that year that we've been living in all of those 12 months is now gone. And another whole year is consigned to the record books. But was it a gain for us? Or was this year, 2018, a sad loss? Was it a time of struggle? Or was it rather a season of refreshment and rejuvenation and joy? I would imagine most of us, in answer to that question, would say, well, you know what? It was a bit of both. But within a few short minutes, this year will be past. We can't go back into it and revisit and undo or redo anything that has happened within it. And usually for us that will involve a sense of regret, because things may well have happened over the course of the year and we are regretting those things. Or maybe we're coming out of the year and we're on a high spiritually and we're thinking hopefully the blessing won't come to an end. But no matter what, 2018 will never happen again. It's done and dusted. But Psalm 90 reminds us that Christians, in fact, don't live in the span of a year. We live, notice what he said, we live in God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. And while each year brings its own changes and the passing of time, it alters our lives and leaves an imprint upon us, God does not change. Our relationship to him, that is the rock on which we stand secure. He's God, we're told here, from everlasting to everlasting, and any stability and substance in our lives are going to come from him. Notice how the psalmist puts it here: the Lord is my dwelling place. Find it very interesting. It's only an aside, but to look at how that Hebrew word, dwelling place, comes over by transliteration into English, well, it just reads like and looks like on the page in the English transliteration, Ma'on. Ma'on. My own. The Lord is my dwelling place. Speaking of men, it's their home. If you talk about an animal who has this dwelling place, it's going to be their lair. So it's a retreat that is in view here, or a refuge. That's what I have in the margin of my Bible at this point. He is our refuge. And God will be my dwelling place in 2019 as he was in 2018. And that means I can have peace, I can have joy, I can know strength through him alone. Notice another thing. Our undulating road up and down. Psalm 90, verse 3 through to 12, our undulating road. We'll read part of this section. Verse 3, Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. 5, Thou carriest them away as with a flood, they are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up, in the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, in the evening it is cut down and withereth. Verse 9, For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. 12, So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The psalmist is underlining a point here, that the passing of every year reminds us of our own mortality. Our days, like grass, as a tale that is told. And while 1,000 years measured in the light of God, God who is eternal in himself, it's just like a day to him, we are not God. So every year of our lives is a segment of a short spell upon the earth. Some of us are coming ominously close to the numbers that Moses mentions here, 70, 80. I may not necessarily, on my better days, feel old, but I'm more than 2/3 the way to the first target that he mentions. Before long, my life, like everyone else's, will be cut off, and I will fly away. Just as 2018 was spent in a world that was ruptured and ruined by sin, that's what we're looking at in 2019. We will see troubles and challenges and temptations and loss. The phone will ring and bad news will come. The lesson of this? Moses asked God here to underline in his mind, highlight it for me, the importance of every day. And let me have appropriate wisdom to live each one of those days. So teach us to number our days. We won't do it naturally, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And how vital it is that in 2019, like every other year, I spend time in God's word. I walk closely with the Lord in prayer. What a disaster it will be if I should turn to sin or embrace a path of folly. This coming year spells danger, because the devil is always at work. This is the great need for Christians as we approach the dawn of a new year, that we should keep embracing a godly life and ask for biblical wisdom to help me traverse this year to come. Then if you look at verse 13 through 15, you've got our unswerving reliance. Our unswerving reliance. What are we trusting in? What must we keep trusting in? Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy. That's what I need every day of this year. That's what I must rely upon, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil. Despite Moses' solemn calculation here about mortality and about sin all around in the world, we can, as God's people, face a new year with an outstanding measure of hope. We're 1 year closer to Jesus' return. 1 year closer to going home to glory. And the God who lives in eternity, we know, will meet us each and every day. Whatever circumstances may unfold this year, whether they're on the outside good or whether they're evil, I may have the Lord as my strength and as my song. I may rejoice in the eternal life Jesus Christ has secured for me. I may be certain of God's loving care because Christ is my Savior and my Shepherd. I may have the help of His Holy Spirit to live by faith. And I can even say those trials that will come my way that I fear, ultimately, they will make me glad because they are tempered by the hand of a loving Father. My God is faithful, and He'll satisfy me, as the psalmist says here, from January, right at the beginning, through December, right to the end. Final thought, our undying request. Verse 16 and 17, our undying request. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thy the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thy it. What a resolution that is, and what a request that is for the new year of 2019 that we have just entered. May God set out His work at our feet. May He bring it to our fingers. May He provide us grace to do it and live for Him. And may we notice that the work that God will do through God's people this year, that work will have eternal significance. We're not building an empire of clay. We're not involved in scrabbling around through rubble, knowing we'll never build anything at all. We all have a part to play in Jesus' work of building His church at home, in the family, in our friendships, in the place of employment, or in that of retirement. Lord, help me to love more sacrificially and more tenderly. Let the work that I do by thy grace show thy glorious power. Enable me by thy grace to live and serve with faith and faithfulness, with devotion and diligence, with earnestness and endurance, and establish the work of our hands this year. Produce through our efforts to thy glory a gospel impact that will last not only for 2019, but forever, because we are building for eternity.